It's January 2025, and it is 12 noon, and welcome to the Orange County Water District's Administration and Finance Issue Committee. Can we please have roll call?
Yes, roll call, Director Yeo,
Present.
Director Nguyen, Director Amezcua,
Present.
Director Meeks, Director Wigand,
Here.
Director Bilodeau,
Present.
Director Sheldon,
Here.
Director Tran, Director Green.
Yes.
You do have a quorum of the committee.
Okay, thank you. So, do we have any items received too late to be agendized?
We do not, Chair Yeo, but we will be pulling item four under the matters and deferring it to next month's Admin Finance Committee.
Okay, very well. Thank you, Mayhol. Next up, do we have any visitor participation on items not listed on the agenda but are within the jurisdiction of the district? In hearing and seeing none. Okay, so we'll move on to the item on our agenda. First up is the consent calendar, consists of items 1 through 3. Anyone have any questions or comments or wish to pull any items for discussion?
By voting.
Is Director Amespa voting? Is that a question?
Because I
Or
asked if I was voting.
Director Green.
Oh, I was like, I'm here.
Oh, that was from Director Green. Okay. Let me see here. No, you're not. I believe it's me.
I'll move approval of
Thank
the
you.
consent calendar.
Thank you, Director Bilodeau. Any second?
Percentage.
I'm sorry, I missed that. I'll second
I'll
Director.
second.
Okay, we have a second from Director Wagon. Roll call, please.
Roll call, Director Yeo,
Yes.
Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to matters for consideration. And so item number 4, COB 12 construction loan agreement is deferred to next month. And so we have the next one is item 5, basin production percentage and replenishment assessment estimate for fiscal year 2026. Go ahead, Mayhol.
Yeah, Chair Yeo, we have a short presentation that's going to be given by Chris as well as Randy Fick, our CFO, to go over our projections for basin production percentage and replenishment assessment, which is part of our normal budgeting process to give the board information as we go along, leading up to our ultimate vote in April for the full budget for fiscal year 25-26.
Thanks, Mayhol. I think you just covered the first slide, but okay. We had this. Okay. Yeah, so like Mayhol said, this is for the upcoming fiscal year, the BPP and the RA. We will be having the public hearing in April on the 16th, the board meeting. And we did go through this yesterday with the producers to talk about this exact presentation with the RA and from PPS. So we'll start off with the basin production percentage, looking at the accumulated overdraft historically here. So as of the 30th of June last year, we were at 133,000 acre feet of overdraft. As we know, the target range is 150 to 200,000. So as we project at this time of year for every year, we always project with average hydrology. It's just an assumption that we make. And if it was average hydrology, at June 30th of this year, the overdraft would be 113,000 acre feet. But as we've all seen, it hasn't been raining. It's looking like it could be a dry year. And if it was a dry year, the overdraft this June would be around 160,000, which is still well within our target overdraft range, but it would be in that 160 to 170 range as opposed to 113. So To be determined, we will see what happens with the rain, but if it's dry, that's what it's looking like it will be. And then as we look at our historical basin production percentage of the last 25 years here, we are projecting and recommending to go with 85% again for 25-26 fiscal year. And just to show that over the past 16 years, it's only been an increase. We haven't had any decreases in the BPP in that time frame. So things have been good. Again, we're currently at 85, and we have seen increased pumping recently with the PFAS treatment systems coming online. We forecasted 292,000 acre feet of pumping for this current fiscal year, and we are right on track. It's looking like it's going to be right on that number. And again, the basin overall is in great condition. There are imported water supplies we could buy, but we're not buying it, but we don't plan on it this year. And then that's because the basin's in such great shape. So part of those things that go along with the BPP is overall water demands have been declining, as shown on the graph to the right. We're maintaining the 85%. This year, I said, looking 292,000. We're expecting next fiscal year to be 297,000. And part of those assumptions assumes that the producers with the MCL out, that they will still operate some of those wells as we have that grace period of 5 years. Well, it's almost 4 years now. It's the 2029 sunset for that period of time. But again, PFAS treatment systems online, most producers are hitting the BPP. And if it was average hydrology, as I mentioned before, the draft would decrease by about 20,000 to the good. But that's not likely going to happen if it stays dry, right? And as we put together our groundwater basin and water balance, it looks like this. This, again, is for average hydrology. You've got your base flow, your storm flows and incidentals, GBRS going into the recharge basins and barrier. All that coming into the basin totals 317,000 under average hydrology. And with the expected pumping of 297, it would have for the better 20,000 to the basin. So we just show this to kind of forecast, okay, if it was average hydrology and the number was 113,000 acre feet on July 1st of this year, what would it look like the following year under different conditions? Well, if it's wet, then our basin is absolutely brimful. It's like the water's coming up on the ground in Huntington Beach, probably. If it's average, it's some 93,000, dry is 143,000. So if you look at if we have dry year, like we're saying 160, this might push it upwards of 180,000, 200,000 for the following year as far as the overdraft, but we're still within the operating range. So we are overall, as we keep saying, we are in great shape with the basin conditions. And Randy's going to go through replenishment assessment.
Great. Thanks, Chris. So staff is currently preparing the draft budget for the 25-26 year. It's a long process, and we should have a draft of this budget by the end of February, and then we'll present it to the board at the first meeting in March and go over the detail of various components of the budget. Also, in this budget, we're accumulating funds right now for phase two, be about 40 wells, about $250 million. The first phase was about $300 million, and most of those expenditures should be completed by the end of this fiscal year. We also want to maximize grants and any legal settlements, and then avoid any additional long-term debt. District did take out a WIFIA loan, and we financed about $95 million of the $300 million PFAS of the first phase with that, but hopefully no more long-term debt for the second phase. And then, of course, a goal of the district is to maintain the AAA credit rating, maintain strong metrics, particularly coverage, days cash on hand, and our leverage. We want to maintain those high metrics and also maintain our ratings by doing so. And then some other components or some issues with the budget for next year. We're assuming right now a placeholder of 3% inflation for the general fund. And then we also have an amount in there right now as a placeholder in this estimate that we have of $3 million for sand removal behind Prado. And of course, we'll firm this up as we go through the budget process and the review with all the managers, which will be happening at the end of this month. We also have 50% producer PFAS O&M, $6 million built into this number. And then for R&R, we have a 7% increase annually to that fund that is going in there that we'll be paying current and future R&R expenditures with. And something that's come back that we're proposing to add to the budget is adding amount for the water reserve. So Chris said that we're not planning to buy any water, but we are have an amount of 5,000 acre feet in this budget. And should we not spend the money for that 5,000 acre feet, it'll maintain in the water reserve for future purchases. So we want to start building that up in case we need it. Chris mentioned that this year is pretty dry. We don't have too many of those going forward. And then the RA would increase from $688 an acre foot to $711 an acre foot.
It's not bad. Nobody's, I'm assuming none of the producers were too excited about that. I mean, they were good.
They were happy about that.
Yeah,
yes.
We didn't get much pushback on that.
Yeah, yes. I thought maybe.
So the recommendation is to provide the fiscal 25-26 RA and BPP estimates to the producers. Any board comments to allow them to prepare their numbers for the 25-26 year. BPP, as Chris mentioned, 85% maintaining that. And then, as I just stated, the RA be $711. That concludes the presentation.
Okay. Thank you, Craig, Chris and Randy. Any questions for the staff from the committee? Okay, seeing and hearing none. Yeah, thank you, Randy. This we're looking at what, 3.3% year-to-year increase, right?
Correct.
Yeah, this I would say is within the expectations. And so yesterday when we met with the producers, did we get any feedback or comments, or generally they're receptive to this proposed budget? I mean,
they were generally receptive.
Okay, that's good news. General Manager Kennedy.
Hey, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to mention, and following up on Director Green's comment, that, yeah, the last 3 years, we've been raising the RA a lot, you know, so that we could get money for PFAS. And the last 3 years, each year, we've had over 10% RA increases. So we were very happy this year where we could come out with a very moderate RA increase of just 3.3%, given what we've gone through the last 3 years. So, and as was mentioned, the producers were very happy to see this estimate.
Okay, thank you. That's good to know. Okay, if there are no other comments or questions for the staff, I would entertain a motion to approve staff recommendation.
I'll be happy to move approval.
Thank you. Thank you. We have a motion from Director Bilodeau and seconded by, I'm sorry, was it Director Green or Mayor
Amesqua?
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion and second. Let's have a roll call.
Roll call, Director Yeo?
Yes.
Director Amesqua?
Yes.
Director Wiegand?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
That motion carries 5-0.
Okay, thank you. next item is informational. It's monthly cash disbursement report.
Information's in the packet, but we're happy to take any questions if you have any.
Okay, any question for the staff? Okay. Thank you. Okay, so I would direct items 1 through 6, well, minus item number 4, to be agendized on the January 15 board meeting on the consent calendar, if that works for everybody. Okay. Any director's announcement or reports? All right, Mr. General Manager?
Nothing to report.
All right, man. Thank you very much, everybody, for this quick gathering. Stay safe. It's still a bit windy out there in certain areas, so take care. We're adjourned. Thank you.